those kids.
They're just so adorable together.
And they're just crazy about that gummy bear doll. They've been playing with it all afternoon.
I guess the eye doesn't come out after all, huh, Susie?
Yeah. Would have made a great marble. Oh, well. Want to take it home and give it to Spike?
I don't know what else to do with it.
Smells delicious in here.
Thanks. Randy's boss, you know, Paul Gatsby, is coming over for dinner. I'm just throwing together a few simple recipes.
Wow, you've certainly gone to a lot of trouble.
Well, Paul is the creator of the Dummy Bear TV show. Last time he came over, he promoted Randy to head writer, and we were able to buy this house.
Really?
I don't like to brag, but I think my salmon souffle had something to do with it.
Maybe if this dinner goes well, you'll move into an even bigger house.
Oh, no! Did you hear what my mom just said about dinner tonight?
Don't worry. Your mom will probably let you have peanut butter and jelly.
No, Tommy, it's not the food. It's the Dummy Bear Man. He likes my family so much he buys us a new house every time he comes over.
Well, that's great.
No, it's terrible, because then we have to move.
Move?
What if I don't get to see you anymore for my whole life?
Susie, you're not moving anywhere. We're gonna stay right here in this spot, and the grown-ups will never, ever be able to make us move.
Time to say bye-bye, sweetie. Oh, what's the matter, Tommy? Do you miss Susie already?
Yeah, Chaz, you heard me right. Paul Gatsby, the creator of the Dummy Bears. Well, no, I don't actually know him personally, but I'm sure he'd love to meet a few of my closest friends.
Stu, honey, I don't remember Lucy saying...
Yeah, Dee. Just leave this to the family Dummy Bears expert, okay? So anyway, Chaz.
But if Susie moves away, who's going to protect us from Angelica when she takes our candy?
Oh, when she punches us in the mud.
Or makes us smack our heads together while we play Cyber Chess.
Come on, you guys. We have to think of something.
Tommy's right. We got to do everything we can to save Susie. Of course, unless it's dangerous or scary or... Uh-oh.
Hey there, Mr. and Ms. America. Now your kid can dress with flair, looking like a dummy bear.
Hey, great outfit. Got any in Howard size?
Now, wait just a minute, dear.
You bet. I make them do sells.
We split everything right down the middle, only I get more because I thought...
We got the whole dummy bear warehouse down in the workroom. Come on.
Angelica, is that you in there?
Gee, no, Tommy. It's a real-life dummy bear from Dummy Bear Land.
Oh, phew. For a second, I thought that really was Angelica.
Of course it's me, you babies! And if I hear one single word about what I'm wearing, there's gonna be trouble.
Don't worry, we won't say nothing about the fur.
Or the big ears.
Or the funny nose.
Or the... That does it! I told my daddy I didn't want to wear that stupid costume. When we get to Susie's house, I'm gonna throw a huge fit and wreck the whole dinner. That'll show him.
No, Angelica, don't do that. If you wreck the dinner...
Hey, wait a minute. That's it.
Uh-oh, I smell trouble.
Where?
You guys, if we wreck the dinner, then the Dummy Bear's man will be mad.
Uh-huh. Like
Dummy Bear's man.
And then he won't buy Susie a new house.
Uh-huh.
What new house?
And then she won't have to move.
Yeah!
Did I miss something?
Well, this is it, bro. After all those years of worshiping him from afar, you finally get to meet your idol.
Yep.
The inspiration behind your entire line of dummy bear inventions.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree. The one single man whose brilliance has won him international...
Drew, I can't go in there.
What do you mean? You gotta go in.
I'm not ready. I need a plan. I've been waiting all my life for this moment, and I've got to make a dramatic entrance.
Well, that's all very nice, but I didn't come all this way just to stand outside and sniff the rhododendrons. Howard, help me out with these.
Howdy!
What a surprise to see you all here.
We were in the neighborhood, so we thought we'd just barge in.
Yeah, we were thinking, gee, when's the last time we stopped in to say hi to our good friends, the Carmichaels?
Well, that's very sweet, but we happen to be right in the middle of dinner and...
Follow me, guys.
Then Moby Bear gives the golden amulet to Friendly Bear, the other bears cheer, and everyone lives happily ever after. What do you think?
Sounds remarkably like the last four ideas I rejected.
But I...
There he is! Where Betty and Howard DeVille and these little dummy bears are feeling well. They're just bursting to meet you.
Randy, should I know these people?
Lucy!
Delighted to meet you, Paul. May I call you Paul?
No.
So, Paul, what do you think of my daughter's dummy bear kid wear? Isn't it great? Angelica, honey, say hello to Uncle Paul.
My daddy says your show is the biggest gravy train in town.
I beg your pardon?
Angelica needs to be running along now. Be a lamb, honey. Take your little friends with you. Daddy has to network. So I hear there's a real shortage of cute bear merchandising ideas out there.
Lucy, could you come out here now, please?
This is ridiculous. I'm practically a grown-up, and I'm stuck wasting my time with you stupid babies.
But Angelica, you're not wasting time. Did you forget why we're here?
Well, actually, I kinda did.
We gotta make sure the gummy bears man doesn't have fun here, remember?
Well, I guess this is goodbye.
But Susie,
I'll miss you guys, even you, Angelica, and I want you to have this.
Wow, your Malibu Cynthia beach house. Thanks, Susie.
But Susie, you don't have to.
Quiet, Tommy.
Well, if you gotta move, you gotta move.
Yeah, too bad, because I just got this new Malibu Cynthia road racer.
You did?
Yeah, and if I wasn't moving, we could have played with it together.
We could have?
Sure, but I guess it just didn't work out that way.
Wait!
Hey!
Come on, Susie, let's go into the kitchen and we'll tell you our plan.
Actually, it was all my idea.
Say, Paul, did Howard tell you I'd do a mean imitation of Looney Bear?
I'm Looney Bear, here to save Dummy Bear Land from Mr. Gloom!
No.
What are they doing in there?
Nothing. They're just talking.
Good. Then the dummy bears man isn't having fun.
Are you kidding? Grown-ups love that boring stuff.
Don't worry. I'll handle everything. Wait till they taste my turkey surprise.
What's a turkey surprise?
If I told you that, it wouldn't be a surprise. Now the fun starts.
So, Paul, according to my sales projections, you and I both stand to earn an enormous amount of money. Any questions?
Here, Paul, have some pheasant.
Well, at least the food's good.
He likes it. I don't believe it.
Does that mean I'm gonna have to move away?
Of course not. I'm just getting started.
Gosh, after Happy Bear almost got caught by the taxidermist, I couldn't sleep for days.
Mr. Finster, have you talked to a psychiatrist about this?
He didn't understand.
Lucy, why don't we go check on the scalloped potatoes?
But they're right here on the table, dear.
I meant the other scalloped potatoes in the kitchen. Now?
Paul, you'll never let anything really bad happen to Happy Bear, will you?
This is a disaster. Thanks to our nutty friends, I'll probably never work in this business again.
Don't blame me, Randy. They said they were all in the neighborhood.
Of course they were in the neighborhood. They're our neighbors.
Sing a happy, 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 happy song. Sing a happy, 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 happy.
If you really want to make the dummy bear man mad, you gotta do exactly what I told you. Understand?
I always hate this part.
Okay, now. I give up. Even you can't make Tommy's plan work.
Yeah, I thought you were an expert at ruining dinners.
I am. Now get out of my way.
Sing happy, 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 happy.
We gotta try one more thing. Come on.
Happy, 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 happy song.
What is wrong with you people? Don't you have any real lives outside of this mindless cartoon?
Well, really? We just thought you'd like to hear from a few of your fans.
Well, I don't!
How could the creator of Happy Bear be so cruel?
Randy!
Wait a minute, Paul. I can explain everything.
Now, if this one doesn't work, I quit.
Sorry, but let me get that for you.
Hey!
Now this is fun! Randy, I can't believe you set this whole thing up! You're a comedy genius!
they doing?
I don't know, but it looks like they're having fun.
Fun? Oh, no!
Oh, what's the matter, Susie?
Now we're going to have to move because my daddy's going to get a new house.
Move? Randy, you jokester. I'd never allow it. With all these wild characters in the neighborhood, it's a writer's goldmine. In fact, how would you kids and your parents like to come down and see the Dummy Bear Studio Tour?
Oh, do we have to?
We'd love to, Paul.
Paul, I'm so glad you came. We'll have to have you back again.
Oh.
I'll see you at the office, huh?
Wow. He looked right at me. That man has changed my life.
Man, we didn't need words.
We did it!
You guys saved me! You're the bestest friends anyone could ever have in the whole world!
Yeah, yeah, don't just stand there. Go get that Malibu Cynthia Road Racer!
Doing here? You know how your daddy gets when you mess with his equipment. Here you go, Philly. Now you be good like your sister and stay away from mommy and daddy's office/exercise area.
Well, did you get it?
Nope. Mommy stopped me. And you know what the worst part is?
What?
She got us mixed up again.
You mean?
Yeah. She called me Phil.
Oh, I hate it when she does that.
Why can't they tell us apart?
Pete, I'm about at the short end of my ripcord. I caught Philly here messing around in the office/exercise area last night.
Again, huh? Well, listen, why don't you put them in the playpen and come with me? I'm lubing the station wagon. You can hold the oil pan.
All right.
Hi, guys.
And just what's that supposed to mean?
Huh? In case you didn't notice, there are two of us here. You should say hi to each of us separately.
Okay. Hi, Phil. Hi, Lil.
Hi.
We was just playing, what's your favorite color? You guys want to play? I mean, do you want to play, Lil? Do you want to play, Phil?
I bet you think we're going to pick the same color, don't you, Chucky?
But yeah.
Well, it just so happens we're not gonna.
That's right. My favorite color is green. What's yours, Phil?
Guess it's green, too.
Tommy, I'm getting real confused.
Don't you get it, Chucky? Phil and Lil want to be different.
But if we're exactly the same, how can we be different?
Hey, I know. All you guys gotta do is be like somebody else. If each of you picks a different person to be like, you won't be the same anymore.
Like who?
Well, think. Who's somebody you really like? Somebody who would make you really happy to be.
I got it. I know someone really brave who never gets scared and is a born leader.
Well, I'm not that brave.
No, I don't mean you. I mean Angelica.
Angelica?
Hey, that's a great idea, Lil. Only I got an even better person to be like.
Who?
Someone really smart. Someone who knows a lot and doesn't just jump into things. Who always thinks real careful about what he's gonna do.
Thanks. I guess I am a pretty careful baby.
No, not you. Chucky.
Now, wait a minute, Phil. Maybe you should think about this. There's lots better people to be than me.
See what I mean? Careful. Always careful. I like that in a baby.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Now let me get this straight. Phil and Lil want to be different?
Yep.
And Phil decided to be like Chucky?
That's right.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
And Lil said she wanted to be like you.
You gotta be...
What was the last thing you said?
Lil wants to be like you.
Like me, huh?
I always knew that girl had brains.
You know, maybe there's a thing or two I could teach her.
Brought the toolkit, Deed. Let's tune that engine.
hasn't happened yet.
Look, I get what you're doing, Lil, but nobody talks to me like that.
Nobody. Until
now! There's a first time for everything, I guess.
Now listen up, babies. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna play a little game. Chucky, get us some toys.
Don't do it, Chucky. It's way too scary.
Scary? How can it be scary? The toys are just over there on the other side of the playpen.
That's a lot farther than you think. Who knows what trouble you might get into?
Oh, brother.
Just a bunch of stupid baby toys.
But no, we are babies.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a better idea. Forget the toys. Let's go on a seeker mission.
A seeker mission?
Yeah, a top seeker mission. To my daddy's office. Well, no, we can't go to daddy's office. It's all the way at our house.
Yeah, we're not allowed to go there.
Tommy? What are you more afraid of? You mommy getting mad at you? Or this?
Phil, now you can be scared.
Move! Uh-oh, a fence! Too bad. Guess we'll just have to go back.
What are you talking about? You know the fence is broken.
This kid is really beginning to bug me.
What are we going in here for, Lil?
You'll see. Locked. Well, too bad. Let's go back to Thomas for a nice cold glass of juice.
Ah, quit being a baby.
Aha! The key. Taking orders from you all day, and I'm sick of it. Give me one good reason why I should do what you say.
You know, Angelica, I kind of see what you mean.
You do? Sure. After all, you're a great big kid, and I'm just a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, why should a big kid like you listen to a little kid like me?
Yeah, why should I?
A brand new car?
Nope, it's way better than all those things. It's my daddy's favorite toy in the whole world.
His super duper quackulator.
Wow!
It's beautiful.
But what are we gonna do with it?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do with it. We're gonna take it out back and throw it in the mud.
Neat!
Excuse me, Phil, but you're trying to be like me, right?
Yeah?
Well, I'd never say neat at a time like this.
Oh, I see what you mean. Lil, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Much better.
Lil, you can't throw your daddy's quackulator in the mud. It'll make him sad.
I gotta, Tommy. I gotta show him once and for all that Phil and me are different.
But, Lil...
This time, they're gonna remember who Lil is.
Oh, sorry, Tommy.
And just what are you doing?
I'm helping Tommy up.
Helping Tommy up?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Now let's go!
Do it, Lil. It's wrong, and you know it.
But I gotta.
Why?
Because I gotta show everyone that we're not the same.
I know you want to be different, Lil, but you can't do it by being mean.
He's right, Lil. Don't do it.
the old Lil wouldn't do something like that. Not the Lil I like to play with and color on the walls with and spit out chewed bananas with. She wouldn't throw a quackulator in the mud. Oops.
Well, at least you tried to save the quackulator.
I sure never would have done that.
And you're no good at being me at all. You had a chance to bust your daddy's favorite machine, and you blew it. You make me sick.
You know, guys, being mean like Angelica was sort of neat for a little bit, but I think I like being nice a lot more.
And Chucky, nothing personal, but being a scaredy cat's kind of boring.
Hey, it's a dirty job.
I like going out on adventures a lot more, especially when you get to jump in the mud.
Hey, you know what? Instead of being like Angelica, I want to be like someone else. I want to be like the bestest person I know.
Who's that?
I think I know who Lil means.
I want to be like my brother Phil.
And instead of being Chucky, I want to be like Lil.
Well, I guess everything's back to normal now.
Hey, you guys. Maybe if we go back to my house, my mommy will give us some ice cream.
I want chocolate.
I want strawberry. What about you guys?
Green.